Good morning, beloved. My, this month is slipping quickly past us, and we are sliding right into Texas summer. So it's good to be able to share this beautiful Friday morning with you as we are in Psalm 146. Today and for the next few days, we will be reading the concluding five Psalms, 146 through 150. In the book of Psalms, all five begin and end with the words, "Praise the Lord," and form the concluding doxology to the book. These five Psalms are also known as the Hallelujah Psalms because in some translations they begin and end with the word Hallelujah. Today's reading praises God as creator and deliverer and emphasizes God's concern for justice. And let me see, God's saving words for us this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin our reading of Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise him as long as I live. I will sing to my God all my life. Do not put your trust in human leaders. No human being can save you. When they die, they return to dust. On that day, all their plans come to an end. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob to help them and who depend on the Lord their God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that is in them. He always keeps his promises. He judges in favor of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free and gives sight to the blind. He lifts those who have fallen and he loves his righteous people. He protects the strangers who live in our land. He helps widows and orphans, but takes the wicked to their ruin. The Lord is King forever. Your God, O Zion, will reign for all time. Praise the Lord. Well, today's key verse is Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. It says, praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise him as long as I live. I will sing to my God all my life. And you know, in this passage of scripture, the psalmist is telling the reader, don't depend on earthly leaders. Don't depend on what men can do, what they might promise and what, you know, how they say they're going to deliver you from this or they're going to provide that for you. They can't. And they all have the same finality. They return to dust. But our God, who has promised to keep us, to defend us, to provide for us, lives forever and ever. There is no returning to the dust for our God. He lives forever. That is where our trust should be placed. Amen? Let us pray. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise you as long as I live, O God. I will sing to you all my life. Creator of heaven, earth, and sea, you always keep your promises. You judge in favor of the oppressed and give food to the hungry. You are King forever, and you will reign for all time. Amen. And there you have it. Our week together has come to an end. I hope to see you as we begin a new week this Sunday and in church. If you can't make it to the church service, of course, we're always there on Zoom or on Facebook. And I just look forward to Sundays, to being there with you and enjoying that precious time together. I really hope you can make it. And then on Monday, we will begin reading Psalm 147. This is one of those psalms that we talked about today, the five concluding psalms in the book of Psalms. And Monday will be Psalm 147, a psalm in praise of God the Almighty. Until then, beloved, keep looking up because your redemption is drawing nigh.